Welcome to Create Your Reality, the show that empowers you with information on how to drive your brain and create a more purposeful, joyful, and fulfilling life for yourself in the process. Your host is Lynn Crocker. Each week, Lynn demystifies your brain's processes and shows you how to utilize tools that you already possess to identify habitual thought patterns that are not serving you. You'll hear from Lynn and other industry experts who will help you understand how your thoughts create your reality and how you can use this awareness to change your life from the inside out. This is all right here on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International.
Hi, and welcome to Create Your Reality. Today I will be talking with Suzanne Jones, founder of Mind Interrupted Hypnotherapy. Suzanne has studied people and the brain for years in pursuit of the answer to the questions, how is it that we are all the same, yet so different? Having traveled in Europe and all over the U.S., living in three different provinces in Canada, she has been relentless in her search for what makes us different and why do people do what they do. According to Suzanne, hypnosis allows you to get back in touch with yourself, heal, and completely eliminate those things that hold you back while bringing awareness to the beauty you have within. I know very little about hypnotherapy, and I'm really excited to talk to Suzanne about it and learn more. So let's just dive right in. So hi, Suzanne. Welcome to today's show.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you very much.
Awesome. I know you've been doing a little bit of traveling, so I certainly appreciate you taking the time today.
This is very exciting. Thank you.
Like I said, I don't know much about hypnotherapy. I have a very general idea of what it is. I've certainly seen the shows that are put on at the carnivals, and I know it's, what you do is very different than that. So tell me, what is hypnotherapy?
If you were to compare hypnosis to meditation, the only difference is hypnosis is for the point of, I don't want to say therapy, but for healing, for dealing with issues. Meditation is purely to ease the mind and to be at one. Mm-hmm. Hypnosis is the same thing. You're just receiving suggestions to alter what you currently believe. So it's a focused state of mind, exactly the same as meditation, just used for therapeutic reasons.
So what I got out of that was very focused state of mind, so it sounds like you're quieting the mind and just really getting it to a neutral level, and then hypnotherapy will put in suggestions to help you heal or work on what you're trying to work on.
Well, I say suggestions, but, you know, it's again, it's kind of diverse, too, because it, depending on what you want, there are just positive suggestions which work for some instantly, and that's it. That's all they need.
Yeah.
Otherwise, different facets of hypnosis would be inner child work, where everybody does things for different reasons. So even though, you know, a few people smoke, their reason for smoking is different. It's not just the surface of, well, you're a smoker, well, they're a smoker. Well, a lot of times people smoke, for instance, because when they began smoking, it was to feel like they fit in, okay? Mm-hmm. And so just doing suggestions to quit smoking may not be effective for some people. So you literally need to go back to the time when they began smoking and rewrite it, giving more pain to smoking than pleasure, because right now they're still getting pleasure out of smoking. They still feel like they fit in, mm-hmm. because that's what the subconscious does. It hangs on to anything that was once good or bad.
Interesting. I never really thought in terms of something, a habit as having many different reasons why it was started. So you do smoking as an example, and that could have started to fit in. It could have started for a myriad of other reasons, but to be able to address the issue of smoking, you're suggesting to go back and discover why it happened in the beginning.
Exactly. And that smoking, again, is just an example. Mm-hmm. People put on weight for protection. In fact, I know somebody very closely mm-hmm. who, male issues, we'll mm-hmm. just leave it at that, male issues, she was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And she is very, very large now. And she knows why. Mm-hmm. Because if she got large, she wouldn't be approached anymore mm-hmm. because she was sick of, you know, the abuse and whatnot.
Sure.
So weight is an issue, but a lot of people don't know why they're eating. They don't know, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times it's comfort eating,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people don't know. In fact, here's the thing. If we all consciously knew why we did things, we would all consciously not have problems.
Of course, yeah.
Right?
Good point. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
the self-sabotaging, I think, is another one that people can relate to, and you just identified there's a myriad of other reasons why it's somebody would self-sabotage. And if we knew why, then of course we could change the behavior, but not knowing why is what gives it that really gray area in the shadow where people can't see it.
For sure. Can I elaborate just a little bit?
Please, yes.
Sometimes we actually do know why. I couldn't give you percentages of who knows why they do what they do and who doesn't, but sometimes we do know why on a vague level,
mm-hmm.
and we still aren't able to change it because the subconscious associates everything. So I'm hoping this will be a good example,
mm-hmm.
a dog bite. We know that not all dogs are mean,
mm-hmm.
but we tend to generalize. Like I got bitten by a dog when I was younger, and I've always loved dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a long, long time to ever trust a dog again. There was one dog after the mm-hmm. dozens of dogs I've been around and owned,
mm-hmm.
but my subconscious is automatically going to associate dog with pain.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense, and it's associating it across the board because pain is something that we're really hardwired to want to avoid.
To avoid, absolutely. So consciously we know mm-hmm. not all dogs mm-hmm. are bad. Consciously we know not all men are mm-hmm. bad, or, you know, whatever other reason or example we could use. But subconsciously it pulls us back. Nope, you don't want to feel that again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, our subconscious is really there to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start building habits and not stepping over, like had I not trusted again, I would have never been around dogs again. And dogs are my favorite pet. I would be missing out. And that's what happens, is we get to a point where we're missing out on a lot in life because whatever is in there is holding us back from stepping forward. And it just said that we self-sabotage and we get to the point we're just about ready to break free and then we get pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out to be a myriad of excuses. And it all sounds legit, but it becomes a cycle. It's endless
mm-hmm.
what people tell themselves, and that forms a limiting belief.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all of this becomes a story. Like, really, what is your story? What is it you want to do but haven't achieved because you're telling yourself something over and over and over every day?
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's unconscious.
Yeah, I can see that it is, and just from the people I've worked with in coaching, it is the same. It's a very unconscious thing, and as you're saying, and the story is creating their reality.
Absolutely.
Even though it's completely fabricated based on limiting beliefs, isn't in line with their true selves and this higher purpose this higher being that we all know we're capable of becoming, it yet puts a cap on them and creates their reality. So I want to get back to one thing we talked about before, because I think it's in line with this, but it's kind of hard for people to understand why they would sabotage their own success. So
mm-hmm.
you see that people work and get to a certain level and then just seem to stay at that level or seem to fall below it, never quite getting above. And, again, that just intuitively doesn't make sense, because, of course, we should all want to soar. So what is the subconscious protecting from in terms of success?
I would say, again, your limiting beliefs. Like T. Harv Eker would say, your blueprint. We all have a set standard for ourselves, whether we know it or not,
mm-hmm.
and we will not go above it unless we create change within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, limiting beliefs would be,
mm-hmm.
You know, money doesn't grow on trees,
mm-hmm.
and who do you think you are, Rockefeller, and all of those type of things. All of those things start to come into play, and you really have to get up close and personal with yourself about what your beliefs are that are sabotaging.
Mm-hmm.
Deserving, I don't deserve. Well, why don't you deserve? Who told you that you don't deserve?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is where we have to kind of readjust and realign and go, wait a minute here.
Yeah. So
does that answer your question, or do you need more clarification?
No, it did. So what I'm hearing is that, again, the subconscious is really trying to keep you within parameters because it thinks it's protecting you.
Absolutely. And that's the other thing. The subconscious is very literal.
Yeah.
So you want to be very clear. They talk about the law of attraction is very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
When working with the subconscious, you want to be very clear. Like when they say, I want to make more money,
mm-hmm.
that means nothing to the subconscious because a dollar is more money.
Right.
And it really took me even a while to understand that. So one of the biggest things is weight. You want to release the weight, because when the subconscious loses something, it always searches to find it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I've never heard that spun like that. That makes a lot of sense, release the weight instead of lose.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And again, like the law of attraction, everything needs to be in the present. You have to believe you have it. You will do it. We're talking about it's being done.
Mm-hmm. So hypnosis helps to clear out those limiting beliefs and to reset the ceilings or the parameters. And that,
yeah.
So tell me, how does that work? I'm really curious now, because this sounds great. I can see how this would be so beneficial to somebody that is stuck in those limiting beliefs and stuck in that place of self-sabotage and not able to move out because they view it as dangerous and something fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how?
I still encounter that. Yeah. No, it is not. As I say, it's exactly the same as meditation.
Okay.
I'm just a tool.
Okay.
I'm a tool. So it is a very focused state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So different than your day-to-day thought. And beliefs also, subconscious beliefs also come from compounding things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say mom told you were a loser.
Yeah.
And then you go to school and a teacher said you're nothing but a loser.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of your friends, you know, you fell down and hurt yourself and your friends laughed at you and called you a loser. Well, then all of a sudden, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You're a loser. So in hypnosis, you would go back to that time, to the beginning of, if you didn't know, or, you know, even if you did, to the time when you were a loser, and you had looking at it as an adult. So basically your focus is only on that one event.
Mm-hmm.
Your conscious mind is no longer involved, dragging in every other time, right? We're going back to the main event and literally looking at it through new eyes.
Mm.
You're seeing it differently, and I've done this myself many, many times, and it works like a charm. You see things differently, because usually when things happen, if you're doing inner child work, nine times out of ten, beliefs that you have carried are because of, they began when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back to the time when you were a child, and, you know, when this happened, and you can see it differently from an adult looking at the child. So you disassociate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's like looking at it happening to you rather than it actually happening to you. You're watching it, and therefore you can get a new distinction, a new understanding. And believe it or not, it all changes. And you have a choice at that time to rewrite your past, literally, because we all know we do things or say things that people take personally, and you say, oh, but I didn't mean it that way.
Of course.
That's their perception and interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're literally going back and changing our perception about the event and our interpretation. Well, mom didn't mean it. She was just having a really bad day that day.
Oh.
And the kids at school, that's just what they do. They do it to everybody. They didn't mean to center me out.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it lightens it up, and it cuts the cord, literally.
Mm-hmm.
It takes all the emotional attachment away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over. It literally is over.
Wow. That's what you just said, the emotional attachment. That's what I was, because I was kind of going through the process in my head with an event. I don't like speaking in front of people, which is funny. I have a radio show, but I'm actually not talking in front of anybody right now.
Uh-huh.
So I took myself back to a moment in my grade school where I remembered a very embarrassing moment for me, and I started just observing it, like you said, from that third-party view, and the emotions detached. I wasn't feeling emotional. I was seeing this little girl and up on stage and perhaps the assembly giggling or laughing about something that maybe had nothing to do with what I was even doing.
Absolutely.
But what you just said, that creating the emotional separation, and then it gives somebody the opportunity to rewrite. I love that. Rewrite the history and change what happened. That instant loses its power.
It does.
Yeah.
And again, I say this because, not because I'm reading from a textbook, because I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Like my grandmother had such a terrible impact on me.
Mm.
She was not nice to me at all. But, you know, I did a hypnosis session with a coworker of mine, and I mean, it's gone.
Wow!
I'm not even it. But you know, it was done with such humor.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a very creative mind. Again, I say this is so perfect for me, because my creativity, I finally have an outlet for it. So we went to the session, and she said, well, what are you going to do with this stuff? And I said, no, what is this stuff? Mm-hmm. And I said, it's crap. And sorry, but that's just what came out
that's
of the session.
Fine.
And she said, well, what are you going to do with this crap? And I said, and I'm in hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
I said, flush it.
Oh,
she goes, okay, well, then go have at her. And my mind went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, what happened after that, I actually wrote a blog about it, was so funny that I laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. And she was laughing, and I'm still in hypnosis. To this day, I have no emotional attachment to that woman that was so horrible to me.
Wow.
None. And I, none.
That's amazing.
There used to be things that she said about me or to me that I could not repeat to somebody without crying.
Oh.
And now it's nothing. It's absolutely incredible.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you said something about you're still under hypnosis. So how does, I know you're saying it's like meditation, but let's say I am on the phone with you having a session. Do you sort of talk me into that state, or how does it work with it? Okay.
Certainly you have to be willing, but absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to be able to be relaxed and, you know, preferably speakerphone or even Skype, and then I can see. Because, you know, as a hypnotherapist, there are things that we look for to see how deep you are and how you're responding. There's a thing called ab reactions.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, so let's say we're just doing positive suggestions, for instance, and you say to me, I want positive suggestions regarding self-worth,
okay,
confidence,
uh-huh,
and you believe beyond a shadow of a doubt you are worthless.
Huh.
Okay, so I would look for things like physical body movements, because that's your subconscious completely rejecting.
Oh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And in that case, I need to really dive in there and repeat and repeat and repeat and affirm and repeat and affirm until your subconscious finally accepts it.
Hmm.
So you might, your body might jerk. You could twitch. You could cough. You could, and that to me is a sign that your body is rejecting the suggestion.
Yeah, that is fascinating. So when you say the body rejecting, I know you're talking about the subconscious.
The subconscious
physically
mind.
Physically.
And it comes out through the body.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
So I suppose it depends on the depth of the issue, but how
it
many
does.
Sessions?
You know, there's 1, 2, 3, there's 6, there's 12 sessions, and it really does depend on what the issue is, how severe it is, and how willing they are to really go in there and get her done. A lot of times it does take more than one session. I would never guarantee anybody that it'll be done in one session.
Yeah, but that willingness to affect that change or allow that change to occur sounds like it's really big.
Right, and you know what? A lot can happen. And sometimes it's too much all in one session.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between what I like is the traditional therapy and not knocking it whatsoever, because there are certain things that I, you know, I'm not real comfortable going in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So traditional therapy is more cognitive therapy and stuff is probably better, at least until they have a better understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Like my cousin said to me once, you know, Suzanne, I was going to therapy, and I stopped because I don't want to think for an entire week about what I'm going to talk about next week because it brings me down.
Uh-huh.
This is, okay, I want to work on this. You go, you're completely relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind and body is completely relaxed. You're not affected. Some people cry. I've cried.
Mm.
But it's okay
because
you're relaxed. You're calm. Your focus is on one thing. You don't have a million other thoughts bombarding you.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with one issue while you're relaxed. It's wonderful. And you come out thinking, wow, no work at all. It's all mental work. That's it. And all done in a very relaxed state. And you can get hypnosis fatigue, I might add.
Yeah.
The session I had with my grandmother, about my grandmother, I was physically and mentally exhausted the next day.
I'm sure.
Because it was a big process. So again, as far as session goes, it really depends on the depth of the issue and how far we want to go with it.
Yeah, and it sounds like that once the change occurs, it is pretty, it sticks.
Oh, yeah.
So if it takes somebody one session every couple of weeks, because each session is very intense for them and they need to recover physically and find their balance again and then dive in again, they haven't lost any ground.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is the thing is my goal is not to see you again. You know, you might come to me for smoking, and then, you know, it works so well that you might come back to me for relationship issues, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is to never see you again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that sounds bad, but it's not. It's actually really good.
It sounds good, and it sounds very different than traditional therapy. Again, not to knock it, but I like the effectiveness. And that's what I love so much in general about coaching is it is very effective. It's goal-oriented. It's about progression moving forward. And this just seems like a really wonderful add-on to it, because I know for myself, I've done a lot of self-improvement work, as I know you mentioned you have too, and I've gotten to a place where I'm really great. I feel great majority of the time. I'm happy. I'm positive. I feel like I'm manifesting the things I want to manifest, but there's just this little voice that kind of creeps up once in a while, and it's almost a shock. It's like, why are you still there? And I'm kind of hearing that, you know, a little bit of hypnotherapy might be able just to knock that out, because I don't, I'm like, who are you?
I know. I get it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I do, and if you don't keep it in check, then you start falling back into your old into your old groove, hey?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it'd be nice to not have to work so hard keeping on that
it's
path.
True. It's true, and that's what I think I love about it so much. It's just it's easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of work when you're in hypnosis and when you're doing it, but it's not, but it, I don't even want to say that because I don't want it to be scary for you, but it's not really work.
Yeah.
Because as I say, you're completely relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not work.
Mm-hmm. You have to commit to being present and commit to being willing to go through the process to allow it to release.
Right.
It sounds like to feel maybe the pain that you might have felt in that instance, what you were saying of having grandma saying negative things to you, you might have re-experienced a little bit of that pain, but then as you could get that separation from that little girl and grandma and look at it from that third-party perspective, I think, as you said, the emotions kind of cut off, and then it just became a very interesting analogy of how to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's just incredible. It is incredible how, you know, you can just switch it off. Would you like me to give you a couple peak times for people to do hypnosis on themselves?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Wonderful.
So very simply, really key times are, and you know what? Some people do hypnosis and don't call it hypnosis. Tony Robbins never says he hypnotizes people.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Dyer, I heard him on a show one time talking about the subconscious this and everything he was talking about was hypnosis.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's becoming very, almost mainstream. A lot of people are really intrigued by it and want to try it. But there's still, you know, people that think it's a bad thing, which is why a lot of other people don't call it hypnosis, even though that's what they're doing.
Okay. Right.
Okay? But a couple of main things, because you're dealing with your subconscious, is it's basically just telling yourself what you need to hear or what you want to hear at these peak times. Number one, the minute you open your eyes in the morning, you're still in a state of hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately start injecting yourself with, I'm going to have a great day. Suzanne, you are a beautiful, loving soul who encounter wonderful people, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to bed at night, when you feel yourself dozing off, and your eyes are just about to shut, those are peak states where you're very suggestible, and that's when you want to tell yourself good things, which is why it's not good to fall asleep listening to the news.
Right, yeah.
Okay? Other times, examples of us all always being in hypnosis, but now using these for to your advantage, when you're daydreaming is a form of hypnosis. It's a state. It's the same state that you're in hypnosis. When you're reading a book, again, when you're really intrigued and enthralled in the book or watching a television show or a movie where perhaps somebody is calling you and you don't hear them because you're so focused on this movie or the book, those are states of hypnosis. These are all times when you become aware that you're actually in a state that you want to start telling yourself things that you need to hear.
That's great. That really does bring it down to that a level I think that a lot of people can digest. As you said, it's sometimes hypnosis might seem scary and out there and weird and getting brainwashed and all this, but just to show that we're actually in moments of hypnosis throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Every day we go in and out of hypnosis. Mm-hmm. In fact, to be honest, more people need to be dehypnotized than hypnotized, honestly.
Yeah.
Because we walk around in a waking state, walking state of hypnosis,
mm-hmm.
and literally just take whatever suggestions get thrown to us
mm-hmm.
without question.
True.
And all we're doing now is getting rid of that
mm-hmm.
and putting in what we know,
right?
What we know to be true, or what we want.
Yeah, what we want,
mm-hmm.
the way we want our life. And I love the morning, that morning routine. That is something I do. And it's funny what you just said, that a lot of people are using hypnosis and not even aware of it. And that is one thing I do. The second I'm conscious that I'm awake, I start, it's going to be a great day. What beautiful things am I going to create today? And I have my own little mantras. And I didn't know I was hypnotizing myself for the day. So
yeah,
that's
awesome. That's a very, very good example.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure you teach your coaching clients that too.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the same thing about, yeah, be careful what you put into your head when you're going to bed at night.
Absolutely, because again, the subconscious takes things very literally,
mm-hmm.
and with compounding it,
mm-hmm.
you know, so if you wake up in the morning, I'm sorry, I might be sounding a little nasally, this cold thing. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you think of is, oh my God, I got to go to work.
Right.
Oh, I hate that dump, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to, suddenly you're going to walk outside, somebody's going to drive by in their car, hit a mud puddle, get you wet.
Right.
And then that's the way the day goes. But we buy, and again, that's where we start buying into
mm-hmm.
beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then one thing snowballs. See, I knew I was right.
Yeah.
Well, therein says it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there I was right. And because the subconscious wants you to be right.
Exactly.
Wants you to be correct. Fascinating. Well, we're just about out of time, unfortunately, because I'm very still quite interested. But I wanted to give you some opportunities to just talk to about how people can get a hold of you. I've been on your website. I think you have some fantastic products available. And so, you know, highlight a couple of those and tell my listeners how they can get a hold of you.
Well, I can be reached at www.suzanne-jones.com. So that's Suzanne, S-U-Z, because I'm Canadian,
uh-huh.
S-U-Z-A-N-N-E.
I love it.
-jones.com, mm-hmm. and it's you'll find me at Mind Interrupted Hypnotherapy. You can email me at SuzanneJonesBiz@gmail.com.
Okay.
But I have two main products right now. I am working on more, but right now, the one is the story of my, geez, can you believe that? It's your story.
Okay.
Story of my life.
The story of your life.
And the whole point of that is specifically to eliminate the story of your life one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a hypnosis session, and it walks you through it, in order to change the story of your life so you can rewrite your history and write your future the way you want it.
Mm-hmm.
I have, let's see, there's an opt-in offer that's free, which is loaded with information. So when you go to the webpage, it pops right up, loaded with I think it's great information. There is also a free relaxation CD, which I will be redoing here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
But that's purely relaxation, so that's going to almost put you out.
Okay.
You know, really good mm-hmm. tools.
Good.
That don't take a lot of effort.
Good. I think people like that. I like the sound of that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, I just want to say your website again to get the Zed out of there to make sure that this is me. That was cute. I was going, wait a minute. So her website is Suzanne-Jones.com, Suzanne-Jones.com. So everybody just go ahead and take a visit there. And Suzanne, I'm going to have to sign off for you, but thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate it. It's been quite eye-opening, and I said I think I have a lot more questions and things I'm interested in, so we could maybe talk again or something
along
the line. So, and for my listeners, thank you for tuning in, and be sure to tune in next week.
You've been listening to Create Your Reality on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. Tune in next Monday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time to hear more from Lynn and her guests. If you want to re-listen to this show or previous shows, you can find them at createyourrealityradio.com or createyourreality.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening.